Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to my podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of English through the use of grammar, idioms, phrasal verbs and other expressions. So what do I have for you now? Well, in this particular podcast, we're going to take a look at some expressions in relation to crime. Okay, so in particular, we're going to look at phrasal verbs connected with crime, and in particular we're going to focus on scams. Okay, so what is a scam? Well, spelt S-C-A-M, and we pronounce it scam. Okay, scam. And a scam is when somebody tries to get money from you without giving you anything in return. So they tried to steal your money by some deception, okay, offering you some product online perhaps, but you never get the product, it never exists, but you pay the money. So it's referred to as a scam. Okay, so let's look at some phrasal verbs connected with that. So first, to prey on or to prey upon somebody. Okay, so to prey on somebody means to take advantage of that person, to prey on the unsuspecting, to prey on the most needy in society. I saw a scam announced on the radio last night where somebody was trying to get the German government to buy face masks. They didn't exist, but they tried to get the money. So they preyed on the need of the German government to purchase masks for their population. So they preyed on or preyed upon them. And this was how the scam was uncovered. Thankfully, they didn't get away with the money. Okay, so to prey upon somebody. And following up on that, to prey on the lonely, to prey on elderly people. And this is one of the most disgusting types of scams, where somebody takes advantage of old people and gets them to part with their money by offering to fix the roof of their house or to fix something in the house which doesn't really need repairing, but they get them to part with valuable money. So they are said to be preying on lonely or elderly people. Okay, so they are vulnerable to prey on. To rip off. Well, to rip off somebody literally means to take the money from them without either giving them anything in return or by charging an exorbitant amount of money, to rip off somebody. So if you had tickets for a concert, when we were allowed to go to concerts, and the face value of the tickets was 50 euro, and somebody offers you the tickets for 300 euro each, you are said to have been ripped off, because they really don't have that value. So to rip somebody off. Yeah. Okay, so somebody can rip you off, or indeed you could rip somebody off, so you can use it in both directions. But to rip off somebody is to charge them significantly more than the value of the product that you are offering or selling, to rip them off. And we often say, wow, that was a rip-off, so we can use it as a noun. It was a complete rip-off. I paid my money, but the service was terrible. So I have been ripped off. You ripped off somebody, or as a noun, it was a complete rip-off. Next, to fall for something. Well, when we fall for something, it means we have been conned, C-O-N-N-E-D, means we have believed the scam and we've paid our money and we have fallen for their tricks. So somebody sends you an email to say, if you send me 50 euro, I will send you something in return. So something you really need. So you send the 50 euro, but nothing comes back. And you try to trace it and the web page doesn't exist. So you have fallen for the trick. You have paid the money and you have been the subject of a scam. Okay, so to fall for a trick, to fall for somebody's deception. Of course, we use fall for in a nice way. When we fall for somebody means we fall in love with them. Yeah? But in this sense, we're talking about crime and we're talking about scams. So it is a negative, to fall for their tricks. So somebody might say, don't fall for that trick. You know, don't listen. So son or daughter comes in and they ask you what you're doing. They say, oh, I'm just about to buy this. Oh, be careful. Don't fall for that trick. A lot of people have been caught out. So to fall or not to fall for a particular trick as part of a scam. To take in or to be taken in by someone. Yeah, okay, so to take in somebody means to persuade them against their judgment to part with their money. So to take in somebody means to persuade them that you're going to offer them a service and you get the money, but they don't get anything in return. So you have taken them in. So they have been scammed, okay? Or to be taken in, we can say, oh, I was taken in by, or almost taken in by that scam last week. Just finally at the last minute, there was something, I had a gut feeling that told me I shouldn't. So I deleted it, and I'm very thankful and grateful because I read then later on that there was a scam. So to be taken in or almost to be taken in, or to take someone in. And when scams happen, of course, what people do, first of all, they hand over information, or they hand over, worse still, money, and then they are fooled, okay? So to hand over is the next phrasal verb, and to hand over means to give money to somebody, not literally put the cash into their hand, although it can be that way. If somebody knocks on your door and you hand over money and you get no receipt or no value in return, so it can be literally to hand over cash, or to press a button and give your bank account details to somebody, in which case you have handed it over, but in a digital way, to hand over. Next phrasal verb, to get away with. Okay, and this is the ultimate in the scams, when people get away with whatever they have done. To get away with means to escape. So scammers manage to get away with millions of euro using a very sophisticated scam using people's bank accounts. Okay, they managed to get away with, to escape, to not to be detected until it was too late. Or we might say, we cannot let them get away with this. We have to stop them. So once we discover the scam, we do everything in our strength and everything with our capabilities to try and prevent them from getting away with that particular scam, to get away with. To watch out. So there are always warnings on the internet. I'm sure you have seen them. Watch out for this type of scam. Be mindful. Keep your eyes open to watch out for people trying to be your bank or pretending to be your bank. Never, ever give your bank details. Never give your passwords. No bank is ever going to request you to give them your password or your PIN number. So if anybody writes to you on that basis, be really, really careful. Banks are too professional. They will never ask you for that. And any email that I ever get that doesn't look correct, it goes immediately into my bin. So you should do the same. So watch out means keep your eyes open, watch out for something that might go badly wrong. And then finally, when we're dealing with scams, to find out. Well, this is the bad news. When you've done something, you've sent off for something, you have paid some money, and then later on you discover or you find out that it was a scam. You know, after 2 days or 3 days or 4 days when nothing has come, you've got no receipt, you've got no documents. Guess what? Well, the people have got away with your money. So you find out late. Okay, so best to watch out, keep an eye open so you don't find out when it's too late. Because when you find out, usually it is too late and there's nothing you can do about it. Okay, so let me give you those phrasal verbs again, and they're all related to a scam. And as I said, a scam is where somebody tries to get your money, pretending to offer you some service that never arrives. Okay, so to prey on or prey upon somebody, to prey on the lonely or an elderly person or elderly people, to rip off, to fall for some trick, to take in or to be taken in by a trick, to hand over, which means to give your money to somebody, to get away with the deception, to watch out for, and finally to find out. Okay, so all phrasal verbs connected with scams. Hopefully you haven't been or never will be a victim of those. Just to, as I keep your eyes and ears open and be very, very careful. And that's the end of this particular podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you get some value from it. And I hope you're keeping safe and well. And as always, if you want to contact me, you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Very, very happy to hear from you. Always happy to hear how you're doing. And in this particular climate of problems with viruses, I wish you all a safe and happy time. And join me again soon.